the maid happiness and the lad sorrow. Sleep in one bed which is laid out when the winds blow. In long linen frocks they snuggle under the sheet, and for breakfast they eat from one plate of buckwheat. Her veil of white hovers, he goes forth black cast it clad. Both are you Utraquist lovers, as cheerful as they are sad. In the wooden spice case, both thistles and seeds are stowed, both the maid and lad place, seedlings eternally sown. I got a letter by post yesterday. It offered me happiness in a Chinese prayer. Someone was sending me wishes from far away. May I find dry and straight paths on the roads I fare. It should be copied and sent 10 times to those feeling sad. If the chain has not been rent, then happiness will be had. I put the letter in and type the carbon copy, so that those grief-stricken could also feel happy. The maid happiness and the lad sorrow were reading what I wrote sitting in their shadow, and they were laughing at this blessed simpleton, still not knowing that the ways of life are written. They gave each other a kiss, it really made me upset, but they went on regardless and climbed under one blanket, where she gave out a sigh and where he whispered purse-lipped, but my ribbon went dry and then stopped writing and ripped. The maid happiness and the lad sorrow sleep in one bed which is laid out when the winds blow. In long linen frocks they snuggle under the sheet, and for breakfast they eat from one plate of buckwheat. They are the bridegroom and bride, and we are their wedding guests. During both low and high tide, we expect to see the rest. We're in the hall below, toasting the night they were bound. From the case music flows, eternal pastoral sound.